Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring in our good friend Jim Clifton, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Clifton is for a long time now, about 30-something years, he's been the CEO of the Gallup Organization. I don't think that they need any more introduction. Jim has been running that shop over there for all these years, and he's the author of a book that's just opened a lot of people's eyes, The Coming Jobs War. Many of you follow his writing, his columns on a regular basis, and he's our good friend and has been with us a number of times on the show before. Jim Clifton, welcome back to the show.
You make me feel kind of old when you say how long I've been here. It's great to be here.
Well, that's a taproot. That's experience. We like that around here. Hey Jim, I want to thank you for all the great work you and your organization do, because I use your research a lot as proof sources, to find out whether my ideas are can be backed up or not, and of course I've referenced all those in my work. So I want to thank you for the great research that you guys do.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you for making it an important part of everything you do.
Yeah. So, Jim, I wrote a book. I wrote an article a couple of years ago. I kept hearing President Obama talking about how great the economy was. And this was in one of the years where for two years in a row, the first quarter, the GDP went negative. We were one more quarter away from a recession while he's saying how great the economy was. And I wrote an article, one of my columns, to him, and I said, Mr. President, a 6-year recovery is not an expansion. And I explained to him the difference between what he was calling, you know, a good economy, which is barely a recovery, an extended perpetual recovery, and what an expansion really is. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I was on one of those real long rides from Frankfurt or somewhere, Berlin or something, not too long ago. And so, you know, in one of those rooms you go into, I picked up a Financial Times, a Wall Street Journal, a international New York Times, and then I had an Economist, you know, the magazine.
Mm-hmm,
anyway,
yep.
So I pack them all on like we do, and mm-hmm. but on the front page of the three newspapers, all of them have, because remember, you have the Wall Street Journal that leans right, you got the International New York Times that leans left, you got
right.
The Financial Times, I can't tell, they're kind of both, same with the Economist, but anyway, so there you have, you got kind of every, you've got the elite media right in front of you. All of them, on the three newspapers, they referred to the American economy as recovering. There's a recovery.
Right.
And I just thought about that word for a long time, and I looked at it, but the same thing was in there. So anyway, I got back and I asked one of our economists, are we in a recovery? And our economists tend to lean just a little bit left because they're academics, but anyway, he said, no. I even looked up the word recovery like you don't know what it means.
Right.
But it means that something's been sick and is getting better. But anyway, so we did a massive deep dive. We had outside academics review it, so it was right. But then we produced a report that says no recovery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go too much in the weeds here with you, but I didn't. I know what GDP is. I didn't actually know what productivity was.
Right.
What it is when you get a bunch of economists in a room, they can argue. But so you might use GDP. Just outright, I might use GDP per worker, or somebody else use GDP in the workforce. So you get all kinds of stuff. So everybody becomes like a radio salesman, that kind of thing.
Right.
The one that they all agree upon before the fight that they're going to use is productivity, which is GDP per capita.
Mm-hmm.
So that means GDP divided by all people, not workers or whatever, but by 330 million people, because babies, although they don't have jobs, they actually use the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So what it basically is income per person. That has been going down like a ski slope. If you've seen the cover of the report that
right.
we made, you can almost just look at the cover and go, holy cow.
Right. I'm looking at the graphic right now, folks. It's frightening.
But it says that income per person is increasing at a dramatically decreasing rate.
Hmm.
So you can judge for yourself what you want to call
yeah.
a recovery. Obviously, it is anything but a recovery. It's a serious decline.
And it tracks with regular GDP, which has been stuck and declining at up and down a little bit, but mostly declining to below 2% average since 2007. I mean, that's not far off, folks. There's no economic expansion about anything in the last 8 or 9 years. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Jim Clifton, folks. He's the head over at the Gallup organization. And we're going to talk some more about his thoughts and their research on this after these messages. Tony Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.